Russ Warr is council member for Ward 4. He owns Astoria Granite Works. Along with providing tabletops, Warr supplies the town with gravestones, each carved and decorated in his shop with precision and care. Although some of his business deals with death, Warr is surprisingly upbeat, and he never hesitates to express his love for this town.
I am a 71-year-old man who has spent the last 40 years in Astoria, Oregon. I live here primarily because this is where I want to live. I love the place. I've put 6 kids through schools here.
I stopped by Warr's Granite Works to talk with him about a few of the many issues he cares about. Chief among these is his concern for maintaining a healthy business climate in Astoria, which will encourage new businesses to relocate here.
I have a great deal of faith in the private sector. You know, there's those old greedy merchants who want to make a buck. And if we make this an inviting enough place, they're going to be able to make a buck here. That's our job. I don't think it's our job, and I don't think it's possible for us to go out and recruit industry or recruit companies or, like you say, dot-commerce. Dot-commerce will come here because it's a great place to live. That's going to attract the people here.
Having raised 6 children, Warr is interested in the education of the town's youngsters. He has served on the Astoria School Board, and today he challenges the current belief that all children need to attend college to live fulfilled lives.
I think we are making a huge mistake in education here and in America. We do not want to allow people to fail. I think that we should allow that. I think that we should make the individual families most responsible for the education of their children, and the school should be a provider of that education. But I don't think that it is a society problem. I think it's a family problem when students fail. Not everyone in this country needs to have a college education. When I was going to school, we had a lot of companies that would allow kids to work there, to learn the craft. It provided a little bit of free labor for the company. It provided the student with education that they couldn't get somewhere else in an area that they were interested in. I do believe very strongly that our schools would do better if we had the ability to provide vocational programs as options for children. We've had a shift, I think, in the idea of what constitutes an education now. We still need service people. We still need mechanics. We still need welders. We need a lot of people who don't need a secondary education to fill those jobs. But in our infinite wisdom as educators, we've decided that those jobs don't really have value, so we're not providing them. I think an example of really successful vocational training comes from our Job Corps programs. The Tongue Point Job Corps was one of the first Job Corps in the entire United States. It has been immensely successful in training for giving children from really bad backgrounds an honest chance of success. Unfortunately, our government has decided that the cost of the Job Corps is too expensive, and many of the Job Corps around the country are experiencing dramatic funding cuts and even closure. I think that's wrong. The local Job Corps is faced with some very significant enrollment caps and significant program cuts. It's a sad thing.
Russ Warr believes in volunteerism, which is alive and thriving in Astoria. Our rich community life is supported by countless individuals who donate their time, money, and enthusiasm to making the town a fun and comfortable place to live. One organization that's highly successful, and it's one of Warr's favorites, is the Astoria Riverfront Trolley.
A number of years ago, they brought this busted-down old trolley home on a truck, and you could throw a cap through it. It was just so full of holes, and it looked like absolute junk. The people who got involved fell in love with it, and It's just been absolutely amazing. They've got a 1903 trolley that they initially leased for $1 a year from the San Antonio Museum of Art. And they restored it so that it is absolutely like brand new. Yesterday, you know, a Wednesday on a really nasty week, I looked out my window here and the trolley is absolutely full of people. It's a big deal. You know, people love it. They get on it. The conductors, all of them make up their own stories about the history of the things that you see along the trolley line. Most of it is not true, but it's harmlessly not true, so it makes it even more fun. I learn a whole bunch of stuff that isn't true every time I ride it.
Ward continues to monitor his town, appreciating the people and the unique beauty of the place. Ward 4 has a diligent steward in Councilman Russ Ward. This is Maria Brooks for Coast Community Radio.